Hi, my name's Dominic and I'm an addict.
Hi, Dominic.
I'm a particularly nervous addict. Speaking honestly and vulnerably in front of people doesn't come naturally to me. And it's kind of terrifying. I can actually feel the fear in my bones. It's like horrible. But gratefully, through these rooms, I've learned to do this. I guess not speaking vulnerably about myself is one of the things that got me in here. Like, I was kind of always the person that like smiled and kept my chin up and just kept going. I wasn't really one to like burden people with what was going on. Like, even if my whole world was like burning rubble and I was hanging on by one thread, if I bumped into you in the street, I would like smile and like tell you about my one thread and ask how you were doing and just kind of soldier on, which really didn't work out well for me. And I guess like through coming in here and like forcing myself to like go to small meetings and share in meetings where like I had to go to like this tiny little meeting that had like six people in when I first started coming in, just so that I knew that if I didn't share, like that was like 1/6 of the meeting, so I had to do it. And by kind of repeatedly doing that, it's got to me to the point where I can kind of comfortably share in any meeting now and say yes to doing this. Fuck my life. Tiny asked me to step in around lunchtime today, and I haven't had a chance to go home, so I've been kicking myself for the last hour about my decision this morning of what I was going to wear, and I've been doing all of your thinking for you and just been like, oh god, they're going to just be like, what is this pretentious grungy little twerp going to have to say for himself? And I have no idea. You're about to find out, I guess. Experience, strength and hope. My childhood, kind of like I look back at it as something that I endured and kind of got through. Like, my father died when I was like 4 and a half from kind of consequences of his addictions. And my mother, that I now kind of realized was completely codependent, just went into real grief and like was a bit of a mess until she rebounded into the arms of a really controlling, like narcissistic, bigoted, racist, homophobic, controlling alcoholic who moved us away from where we lived and into this tiny little village where he like just locked us down, basically. And that was kind of like what my childhood was. Like, school was miserable. The school that was like that he moved us to was really different to the one I'd been to before. And I think just with what was going on at home translated into like how I felt there, which just escalated it. And I kind of just like was very isolated. Like, my whole childhood just felt isolated. Like, I used to, but even then I wouldn't like tell anyone. I remember I did a lot of like walking around school, like I was rushing to get somewhere so I didn't have to like be on my own or look like I was on my own. I'd rather just be walking around like I had purpose, even though I didn't. And I just kind of like contained myself further and further into myself as I got older and just became really kind of like insular. And that was just how I coped, I guess. And at age 14, that changed when we got a French exchange student who taught me how to shoplift. And that was kind of like my first kind of wake up call that the world that I'd been given like wasn't really real, and like all of these kind of boundaries that I was being put in were just fake. And I remember the first time like I realized, oh, there's actually like literally nothing between me and taking what I want. I was just like, what the like, why are these people controlling me? And like within a year I was basically never at home. I like quickly learned like could shoplift alcohol, which meant that like whilst friends from school were like saving up quids for like White Lightning, I was like robbing bottles of vodka and getting everyone drunk. And I remember the summer when I was 15, like me and a load of friends were like squatting in this like abandoned bowling alley in Northampton. I'm not from London. And like just the kind of like freedom of just being like away from like adults and away from like this kind of like world that had been kind of pushed on me. And that was kind of just how I rolled until, well, I'm still trying not to roll like that, but literally, I can only say it was higher power that I managed to get into college whilst going through those times. Like, I moved in with friends, got through college, managed to get a place just at university in London to study something that, again, I don't know really how it like popped into my mind, but it turned out to be a really good idea for me. Although when I got to London, I was far more interested in the nightlife than education, and quite quickly, like, the house that I was living in, out of halls, like on a Friday night, would have like queues around the block, and every person like from the clubs that I was going to would be back there, and I'd be crowd surfing down the stairs to get out my own front door, which was loads of fun, but like it meant that when we came to move out, like the landlord kept my deposit, and because I didn't have a relationship with my family at that point, I started squatting. And so around that time as well, I'd been taking drugs, like in a party sense, but like since I was like 15, and but at that point I found, I know you shouldn't really talk about drugs or choice, but fuck it, I found ketamine, which was my personal favourite, and I loved it. The second I had it, I was like, oh, what a fucking relief! Like, I just felt like I could just like check out of my own fucking skin and my own mind, and like from that moment onwards, I was in some sort of varying sedation, my favourite being completely unconscious. And things escalated quite quickly. Like, I was living in a squat, I thought I'd try and save up money to get a deposit back so I can move out of the squat by selling K. Don't need to tell you that didn't work out. But around like 21, I had a huge rock bottom. Like, my using had just got to the point where I wasn't trying to rack up like bumps or lines. Like, I had like a floor length mirror that I'd just rack up a line from one end to the other and just sniff until I couldn't get any more in my face. And I'd just spent days just like unconscious, my favorite place, in a K-hole. And I like didn't know anyone that was not a massive record. Like, I'd perfectly curated like only people that wanted to get as trashed as I did, and I was living in an environment where everyone could get as trashed as I was. And I managed to pull myself out of that by the skin of my teeth, and like started paying a friend to live in their laundry room. And I tried to quit taking my drug of choice, but didn't have any sort of structure to that and was still drinking, but I think it was enough to change the way that I was using for a while. And I managed to like have 2 months off of it and use the money that I was getting paid for drugs to start doing the work that I'd gone to university to study. And again, I can only think of it as higher power now, but like in that moment, I think whatever looks after me, I have no idea what that is, but something must be, was just so grateful that I'd like actively tried to remove myself from it, that things started going really well and a career took off out of nowhere. And really gratefully, I got arrested for being a drug dealer, because I wouldn't have quit that, it was too easy. And by the time I finished my community service, I was like winning awards for my work, but shit. It's going so quickly, fuck.
Do you
want to
do it earlier?
I know, but I said to you, I want to do the 40 minute one. Anyway, long story short, I got a job. It didn't work out because I didn't sort myself out, and I ended up losing my career again. Homeless, sofa surfing for a year, and this time I'd completely run out of hope. I didn't have the energy to save myself. I was fucked off at life for no one saving me, and I was like completely fucking broken, basically. But that time, I had a friend that had come into recovery, and I had another option this time, And I took it. I didn't take it gratefully. I came in, thought you're all cunts, thought that, like, cringed whenever anyone said God, like, sat at the back and didn't get clean for more than 5 days, for about 2 months, until I just made the decision, having gone to one meeting and hearing something and kind of also being grabbed by someone who, like, talked to me in a way that I understood, that I was just going to kind of get out of my own way and treat this scientifically. So I decided that I'd do 90 days exactly, specifically how I was told to. And that way, at the end of the 90 days, when it hadn't worked, I could go back to being miserable and using without a guilty conscience. And yeah, weirdly, after 90 days, my entire life had changed so dramatically that I thought I'd push the boundaries back a little bit. And I thought, okay, I'll do it till Glastonbury. And then Glastonbury came and my whole life had changed again. And after a year, I finally kind of decided to keep it in the day. And it's bizarre how much my life has changed by just doing what I was told. It's the only thing I've ever done in my whole life as I've been told to, like, literally nothing. Like, give me IKEA furniture and I'll completely tear up the instructions and try and do it my way and then end up manipulating someone else to do it for me because I fucked it. So this is, like, I can honestly say this is the only thing I've ever done consistently by the book. And doing it consistently by the book, I would recommend, is the way to do it. I've learned through trial and error that if I leave out bits, there's nothing in this program that is there by mistake. If I'm not using it, that's to my own detriment. And the kind of bill on my receipt is I have a sponsor. I've worked the steps and I'm redoing the steps again. I go to 4 meetings a week is my good number. Anything less, I start going a bit mental. Anything more, I kind of go a bit mental too. I have always had at least one service commitment and I've never handed that in early, despite really fucking wanting to sometimes. I have sponsees and I have a daily program where I start the day on my knees and I end the day on my knees. And that is just about enough to kind of keep me being a semi-sane, functioning, almost normal human being. And for that, I'm really grateful. And I guess I'll leave it there. Thank you. Amazing.